I'm Tommy Gimler. You know, one of my favorite co-hosts here at the Daily Upper Decker has to be the fabulous T-Sean. Many of you know him as the man with the million-dollar voice who has used it to make about $57 out here in Hollywood so far. If that isn't triggering a memory of just who in the hell the fabulous T-Sean is, maybe this will do it. You know. It's a wonderful voice, and we've been blessed for the last 2 years having him sit down from time to time and either read a story out of a Gronk erotica novel, maybe sometimes a Cam Newton erotica novel, a couple of fun Masters promos. And since the NBA playoffs are still in the second round and we're still more than a month away from the NBA finals, baseball, you know, the baseball season is still younger than a girl that Roman Polanski likes to rape, we decided to sit down and have some fun and put together a best of package of the fabulous T-Sean. So why don't you go ahead and grab a 12-pack of Natty Light, get ready to crack them all open, and enjoy the best of the fabulous T-Sean here at the Daily Upper Decker.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
The best of the fabulous T-Sean.
This is the fabulous T-Sean, and this will qualify as our coverage of the 2017 Masters here at the Daily Upper Decker. Playing the part of Jim Nance, the fabulous T-Sean.
Dustin Johnson will sadly miss this weekend's Masters after falling down a flight of stairs at his Augusta rental home. I'll tell you what, Vern, I'd like to show his wife my three-fingered putting grip. Or maybe even shove my five-iron up her twat. Once again, the Masters is brought to you by Coca-Cola. It was reported last week that Phil Mickelson recently lost $1.95 million to a professional gambler, something that sounds almost as awful as Phil Sims dropping ass in a 4x6 announcing booth with zero ventilation. Here's to you, Phil. Hello, friends. The 2017 Masters is brought to you by Samsung, Toyota, and at least 12 other gook companies. I'm telling you, Vern, they're really taking over this sport, aren't they? I suppose, though, as long as it's not the Jews. Let's check in on Rory, trying to finish up on 14. Let's look back at Jordan Spieth's trouble at the 12th a year ago. Two shots in the water, followed by a three-putt. I was talking with Heinrich Stenson about it this week, and he said it was the funniest thing he's seen since Dallas Buyers Club.
That's beautiful. That's what I've got. Those are the four things that came up.
There we go. Very good. Well, you know what? There's actually a late sponsor that's come in for our Masters.
I didn't notice.
Yeah. No, so it's a late script that's come in. Let's see what they want old Jim Nance to say.
Do tell.
Hello, friends. Does the enchanting scent of those towering Georgia pines and those seductively alluring azaleas not quite do it for you anymore? Do those soothing southern breezes not quite stiffen your gentle man part like they used to? Does Amen Corner actually make you look for salvation anywhere but in the bedroom? Then reach for physician-approved Hardigan. The power enhancement you need for your number one club. Hard again, so you can drive that little stinger of yours right in the hole. Ask your physician, then get ready to say, hello, friend, all over again.
That's outstanding. Yeah. That's a great job. You came up with that today?
When you get paid the big bucks.
Oh man, I'm thrilled with that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Was that like Doobie Open induced? Like, were you thinking about this at the Doobie Open?
No,
or is this just clean and sober?
It's
the fabulous
T-Sean. Thank you, Hard Again. I mean, we couldn't do the show without you.
Your number one club. I like it. Your number one club. Get ready to say hello to your little friend. I love it. All right. So now this is we're moving on here in the Daily Upper Deckers podcast. That qualifies as our coverage of the 2017 Masters. And I myself couldn't be happier with this year's cover.
It's our most extensive ever, actually. So
the funniest thing since Dallas Buyers Club. It just outstanding.
I didn't really know it was coming in that script.
That's good. That's almost good. Because otherwise, you might try to hit the right chord or something like that. It's better when you're just reading it for the first time.
Terrible to be professional. I know.
The best of the fabulous T-Shawn.
Howdy, dead fans of fabulous T-Shawn here, coming direct from Broncos camp. Beside me, oh, there he is. I'm sure you can hear him, but beside me is Thunder, the tremendous Arabian stallion that patrols hallowed Mile High Stadium. I will say I do feel a little bad for his handler, though, because by the looks of things, he's really packed. Plus, easy boy. Plus, by the looks of it, he sure eats well. Is there some on my shoe? Nice. Okay, well, the big story, of course, is the three-headed QB situation. You've got Mark Dirty Sanchez putting his veteran stink on the situation. You got last year's brainy, seventh-round pick, the upstart Trevor Siemian, suddenly the what-the-fuck number one contender for the job. And, of course, the giant first-rounder the Donks traded up to get, Paxton Lynch. Now, I don't really want to know the origin of that last name, but he has of late shown some encouraging stuff out on the field. Quite frankly, I enjoy all of their unique and interesting stories, so whomever is anointed the starter is all right by me. Because, well, on the defensive side, once again, it's going to be fucking Miller time all the time. The fabulous T-Shawn and Thunder, signing off from Mile High. Hey, Ronnie? Reggie? Reggie, can you give me a Coors and some oxygen, please?
The best of the fabulous T-Shawn.
We have a voiceover artist, T-Shawn Phillips.
T-Shawn.
Who's apparently not having a great new year when it comes to business, that he's got time to hang out with us. So we're going to put in the work, keep his voice fresh. And what we're going to do here is we're actually going to read a couple of excerpts. Or actually, T-Shawn, you're going to read them, and we'll discuss. So why don't you go ahead, start with page 9, after she talks about her fingers taking a detour into her pants.
Oh, hold on page 21.
Oh, you settled down. Hold on. We've got it. Page 9.
I really
9.
Hope I don't get a boner during this.
Let's start.
My version doesn't
Murph
even have
page. Murph did wear sweatpants. We'll have
did you know? I didn't know about this, though.
We'll have Kate come over and be the boner checker. Kate, can you hang out underneath the table here and just let us know if you see
I'd be
anything?
Uncomfortable with that. She'd be flicking it and stuff. She's a weirdo. She'd be playing with it.
I better just come quick so that my boner goes away by the time Kate gets here.
All right, here we go. From A Gronking to Remember, book one in the Gronkowski Erotica series. Oh. Take it away, T-Shawn Phillips.
My fingers take a detour to the front of my pants. I back up against the door of the kitchen and sink my hand all the way down the front of my panties into my hot pussy and begin to furiously rub my clit. Oh, ooh, I moan to myself. I picture being mauled by a huge monolith of a man, my body used for his hard pleasure. A stone god gripping me in his hands. He hoists me in the air. My clothes are ripped from my body, my quivering flesh open and available, my body ready to be used by the strong force of the universe. A ravaging, rampaging man. He brushes aside his loincloth, and then...
What, a loincloth?
Out comes his stone pillar of a cock.
All right, that's good right there so far.
Stop there.
Great So work. let's say I'm a high school English teacher right here. So what's going on? what do you think's happening right now?
There's a stone pillar of a cock somewhere.
So she's imagining Rob Gronkowski is dressed as Tarzan.
Yeah.
So this is good. So basically, to set it up, at this point, she is forced to watch football with her husband, Dan, or something like
Dan's
that.
Dan's drunk.
And she's never seen it. Dan asks her to get like
a
beer.
Mean drunk.
And then she sees Gronkowski like catch the ball and spike the ball.
and she's just her fingers start going to her nether regions.
Wow.
So that's how powerful of a spike it was. T-Shawn, if you could do me a favor, go forward to page 18, the bottom of page 18. It's going to go over onto 19, and let's pick it up from there.
Real quick before that, you think there's like guys who are sitting at home watching The View thinking the same thing, like about those women?
On The View?
Like, oh, I wish. What's the Bette Midler would reach
Walters.
Over and give me a jerky? You're like, what?
As Whippy Goldberg.
Same thing. Bette Midler, Joy
you
Behar.
You are the wings under my cock, Bette Midler.
Right.
I don't believe my version has page numbers.
Down at the bottom, I believe. Hold on. I'll come over and help you out.
Plus, I can't count, so I'm lost.
As Tommy goes over to help T-Shawn with the iPad,
Star Jones whips out one of her 6-inch nipples and whacks me in the face with it.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck
won't stop talking
about right-wing
Shut
issues.
As soon as she loses her job or Tim loses his job, that divorce is going to happen real quick. Oh, my God. There's nothing worse than a crazy Republican woman. Ugh. How old is she, do you know, the lady who wrote the book?
I hope she's like 17.
Ugh.
No, that's all right.
A little too early for the Kuntz jokes.
I believe it's Jamie Kuntz.
Kuntz? I doubt his last name.
A Gronking to Remember by Jamie Kuntz. All right, go ahead, T-Shawn. Take it away. Let's read some more. This is terrific.
Yeah.
This has to win an award.
My heart skips a beat at the mention of the name. I search him out. Which one is he? Before I can find him, though, the play starts. The colors on the field swirl like ingredients in a mixing bowl. The quarterback drops back and throws the football. A giant male ox catches the ball, tucks it under his huge biceps, and turns upfield. A smattering of wee players in black costumes form a little pile of hors d'oeuvres between him and the end zone.
Oy.
They are no match for him, of course, because it's Gronk.
All right, skip the next paragraph there. Go down to where it says, I hold my breath.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
This is you know, it's victory is his, right? All right. He just caught the ball. It's touchdown. Here we go.
I hold my breath. This is it. My left hand slides up the inside of my thigh. Here it comes. Gronk raises the football high above him. And then he swings it down with utmost velocity. The ball impacts on the ground, and I feel it in my body. That's how into it I am. And the ball shoots sideways at a referee. The referee barely gets out of the way.
Oh, God!
He looks like a scared little goose with terrible reflexes as the brown football whizzes past his frightened face. Gronk's teammates once again surround him. They hug. They high-five. They jump in the air into each other's backs. Fuck yes.
All right, let's stop right there. That's good. Now, for the rest of the way here, give me you're fluctuating a lot, you know, you're getting excited. Yeah. Really give me your, like, kind of masterpiece theater, like, deep T-Shawn voice the whole way through here, the rest of the way.
Masterpiece theater.
Masterpiece
theater. Tommy has thought this out. I think Tommy's read this multiple times.
Very good. All right. I unzip the front of my pants and slide 2 fingers down my front. I was so focused on the play that I hadn't realized how wet I'd gotten. My panties were dripping wet. Quickly, I slide my fingers down into my pussy, curling them and sinking them upwards inside myself. I imagine myself in football equipment. It's late at night in the locker room. Everyone's gone. The lights are low. But there I am, looking sweet in my gear. A pretty pink uniform. But pantsless. My bare ass on the cool wooden bench. I am lost in thought. I'm a princess in this place, and then I hear it with my princess ears. A On the other side of the locker room, someone is taking a shower. Annoyed.
Someone is taking a shit.
Annoyed that my castle should be used this late at night, that my domain be invaded by some prol. I walk towards the noise. At the end of a row of lockers, I turn a corner, and there he is. It's a giant man. A warrior. A knight. His muscles ripple in the soft light and a splash of water coming from the showerhead. His buttocks are sublime. Men shouldn't be this shapely. I think to myself in the fantasy, but my eyes are not deceiving me. As I drop one foot daintily, then the other, onto the tiled floor of the steaming shower. He is that gorgeous.
All right, last paragraph. Here we go. In Dan's office.
In Dan's office, I flick my fingers up and down over my clitoris with one hand and stroke the fingers of the other into my pussy. Waves of pleasure beset my being. The passion surges in my body. My body. Hot. My head is growing weak. My legs are trembling below the desk. Losing it. Losing it. My body grows limp and swivels the ergonomic chair. I spread my legs as far as they will go into my tight jeans.
All right, now slide all the way down to the bottom of the page where it says, I actually slide.
I actually slide off the chair onto the floor where my orgasm continues. It swells and swells. It keeps going, turning me into a thudding mess. Fuck. Football. Oh, God. My bare ass is on the floor now, my pants around my ankles as the climax washes over my body like a powerful storm, washing over me like the most powerful tight end in the NFL has ever seen, washing over a weak secondary. See, there is stuff for fellas in this, I think. Yeah, it's good football talk.
Well done, T-Shawn Phillips. How about T-Shawn?
That was a passion that could not be spiked. Yeah.
Yeah. Caliendo would be impressed.
Caliendo? You want to try it with your Russian voice? You want to try the line right here?
All right, let's see.
Try one line with, this would be if Slava Voynov had to read A Gronking to Remember, book one in the Gronkowski Erotica series.
My bare butt bounces up and down, my hands stroking and pinching and teasing myself. My juices running over the floor. Spike me, I shout. Then my orgasm subsides on sweet little waves of dwindling pleasure. I try to catch my breath. The room is hot, spinning like a ride at an amusement park in the humid heat of summer. And then, as if grinding the whole gronking, spinning rainbow ride of human joy to a halt, Dan rocks right into the goddamn office.
Marvelous.
Yeah. Fucking Dan is a dick.
Kate, you might not be able to read this book. I might have to ask for a refund to erase this from the Kindle. If you read this book, it might get you in some trouble. Murph, what are your thoughts? The book one. Can you not wait for book two? I'm already...
I think it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Brilliant.
I think more are going to come out, a different sports athlete now.
Jay Cutler next, do you think?
No. LeBron.
I want to hear that Baltimore Ravens players this weekend are fucking giving him the business.
Oh, he's going to be laughing his ass off.
Just reciting lines like this.
He won't care.
Really? You don't think so?
No, he's going to think it's fantastic.
Or you think in the locker room his own players are fucking
I think they started the second it got released.
Which was, I think, just the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that in the Patriots locker room. Can you
read erotica?
Make jokes during a football week? I don't know.
Can you do a Bill Belichick voice reading this?
Well, how about they ask Belichick about it? What'd you think of the erotica Gronk? We're just worried about the Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Ravens.
But there was a novel written about Rob fingering this guy Dan's wife's pussy, Bill. Well, we're just, you know. That's sure, all right for Dan. I'm worried about the Ravens.
Sure, it's a good book. He's a good player. really worried about the Ravens. Kate, again,
Dan's
don't read it. You're going to get in trouble.
Herself.
Yeah.
Can I grab that file to get the my new ringtone for Sean?
Yeah,
thanks.
No problem.
The best of the fabulous T-Shawn.
Yeah, no, he's got to have the attitude.
I'd love to
back,
see Tiger
yeah.
win, man. But you know who else I would want to see win? Robert Allenby.
No, that's incorrect.
He's not even in it. I looked for him.
I don't even believe
I checked
you.
The field for Robert
he's
Allenby.
In rehab?
I don't know if he even qualified, man. He was too busy getting beaten up in Hawaii.
That's what I'm saying. I think he qualifies for rehab, but not necessarily the Masters. All
that's
right.
my favorite golfer.
So, T-Shawn, do you have anything else to say
Robert
about the Masters
Allenby.
Before we get into our fun little game here?
Sure thing. No, you know what? Actually, the Masters is one of my favorite, like, TV sporting events that happens all year long. You know, especially on the tales of March Madness. I just really adore it. And for me, it's actually when sports kind of goes away for me for a little bit. You know, I'll do some NHL playoffs interest. I'll do some NBA playoffs, yeah. But for the most part, like, you know, and then there's some quality tennis and other golf tournaments and so on. But really, like, I get to take a little hiatus, I think, from a focus on sports once the Masters is over in, you know, in mid-April. So it is dear to me. It is dear to me.
I that might be 90 seconds that get edited out, but that's good stuff.
I often
thanks,
fall
man.
Asleep during the Masters.
And it's good nap time. I mean,
it is.
It's beautiful.
It's a soothing voice.
It's relaxing. And why is it relaxing? Hello, friends.
Hello,
Jim
friends.
Nance. Jim Nance makes it
I don't
so-
know. I'm going to be at Coachella kicking ass. Kicking ass in the rave tent. Taking names.
You just Darude stops in the middle just to like see like the championship putt. Hold on.
There we go.
It hits. Ba-da-da-da-da. Kicks back in. All right, so this is what we're going to do here. T-Shawn Phillips, right. million dollar voice on his kid. So what we did
just
is Andy and I came up with
Ted
a couple
was.
Of Jim Nance promos that you would probably hear.
It was Tommy.
You will probably hear this on CBS sometime this weekend during the Masters. And we're going to have T-Shawn give his best Jim Nance impression. Jim Nance, multi-million dollar voice. T-Shawn Phillips, million dollar voice.
Oh.
This is T-Shawn Phillips.
Billion dollar voice.
Talking like Jim Nance.
Hello, friends. The 11th, 12th, and 13th holes at Augusta are fondly referred to as Amen Corner. Mm-hmm. As in, amen to Fuzzy Zeller, who was, as a first-time winner, needed to use the still unhemmed sleeve of his cherished green jacket to wipe the vomit from his mouth after scarfing down 9 gin and tonics at the head of the table at the champion's dinner. As in, amen to Tiger Woods, who had his first taste of sweet, sweet Crackle Barrel waitress pussy right over there by Butler Cabin. And as in, amen to Augusta's very own founder and one of Georgia's truly great men, Bobby Jones, who drowned his illegitimate half-breed baby right here at the creek, Ray's Creek, right at our feet. These are some of Augusta's finest memories, the Masters. A tradition unlike any other.
That was a terrific start. Half
breed, baby.
I'll tell you what. If I hear Jim Nance utter the words "Cracker Barrel pussy" this weekend, you will get 75% of the duds.
CBP, maybe.
Does it have to be in that? Does it have to be in that order?
Yeah. Pussy Cracker Barrel.
Well, he could say it like on different days, different. Like he could just be like, "Oh man, that guy's a pussy. I love crackers and dip."
You're
crazier than a barrel of monkeys.
Hello, friends. Don't forget to check out the number one comedy on television, Mike and Molly, every Monday night on CBS, followed by TV's number 39 comedy, Two Broke Girls. And now, back to Amen Corner.
Yes, sir. That's good. Let's do the one at the top.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the 79th Masters at Augusta National Golf Club, brought to you by Titleist, the number one ball in golf, Heineken, Open Your World, and the movie Chappie, already available on Blu-ray.
Terrific.
Terrific. Terrific. Yes. Hello, friends. The Masters on CBS is brought to you by TaylorMade. Five layers, zero compromises. Johnny Walker Double Black, the boldest blend in Johnny Walker history. And Hot Pockets, even hotter on the way out. Hello, friends. Don't miss a thrilling new episode of CSI Cyber this Wednesday when the gang unravels a baby-selling scheme in Omaha. Academy Award winner Patricia Arquette and James Vanderbeek, who once starred on Franklin and Bash, star in television's number one new show about cybercrime, CSI Cyber.
They do that. They do that shit. Yeah. It's like, what can we do? We'll like narrow it down to a category. There's only like four cyber shows on TV.
Scorpion.
All right, one more. There's one more I got on there for you.
Hello, friends. What happens when Alan comes home to find Walden in bed with Rosie O'Donnell and Miley Cyrus? Find out on an all-new Two Men and Two and a Half Men.
Two Men and Two and a Half Men?
Perfect.
Two Men and Two and a Half Men.
Oh, shit.
These are good. I like
all
it.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. One more. Let's do
oh, there's even more.
Do you want the last one here?
This is the final.
Hello, friend.
This is our final tribute to Jim Nantz here and the final part of our Daily Upper Decker Masters preview.
Hello, friends. Jim Nantz here. The Masters on CBS is brought to you by IBM, building a better tomorrow. Viagra, keeping Vern Lundquist in the game since 1997. And anal beads. I mean, what can you say about anal beads?
Again,
now, back to the action.
Yes, exactly. Let's check in on Phil Mickelson on 14. That's beautiful. Again, very, very good. Well,
thanks.
I think that's right up there with the Gronk erotica.
Thanks a lot.
My favorite was the half-breed drowning. Big fan of that.
Who doesn't know about Bobby Jones' half-breed? Illegitimate half-breed, nonetheless. The worst kind.
It's simply the circle of life at Augusta.
The best of the fabulous T-Shawn.
It would be intense, almost as intense as Dabbing with Cam. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our best segments. We went back, we tracked it, like the most listened to segments here at the Daily Upper Decker. The most listened to segments happen when T-Shawn reads NFL erotica novels. And thanks to Cam Newton, boy. You know, this came out pre-Super Bowl, like, you know, right around the Super Bowl. So they actually have him as the NFL MVP, but they also have him as the world champion. So he won the Super Bowl. And the whole gist of this novel, Dabbing with Cam, written by Caroline Blue. Get it? Like Carolina Blue? Like Caroline Blue?
Oh, all right. I guess
the whole
I
gist
it.
Of the novel is that this woman wins a trip to the Super Bowl to see Cam Newton play, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton chucks a ball out of bounds as he's getting blitzed up the middle, in parentheses, getting blitzed up the middle. So he throws the ball out of bounds, and he notices that he throws it right at this poor young lady, but she catches the ball. And then after that, it was like a good luck charm for the Panthers, and they go on to win the game. Now,
it sounds a little upsetting to me. I don't know. It seems really like fantasy.
Now, keep in mind, I paid 99 cents for this fantasy. 99 cents. Actually, Katie did on her Capital One venture card. So that I think we're going to get 1.98 points for that purchase. Here,
Samuel L. Jackson thanks you.
Well, I think he was the Quicksilver card. But the venture card is Jennifer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, Jennifer Garner. Right. Right.
Jennifer Love Hewitt Electra. Would be like the Discover card because you got to figure she would rep anything, right?
She's like the... She's like the Kohl's.
Kohl's charge.
The Kohl's charge.
Like the Kohl's food store card charge. Right. And there's only like two Kohl's foods. Anyway. So this leads up. This is Dabbing with Cam. I paid 99 cents and I've already found at least 99 spelling errors or grammatical errors.
It's like 26 cents too much.
It's just like get it up. It's almost like here, hold a rabbit up against your crotch, young lady, and write whatever comes out. And then as soon as you're done, it's over. And it does like you'll be reading and the word who is actually how, though should be thought, shit like that. Just little things like that. And that pisses me off. I paid 99 cents for this.
I'm going to have to read through that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. If I would have paid $4.99, I would actually get on and ask for my money back. I'd be like, there are too many grammatical errors. This is not a novel. This is a 16-year-old's you know, 16-year-old's thesis.
That sounds good reading. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the fabulous T. Sean as he reads from Dabbin' with Cam, the latest NFL erotica novel. Now, T. Sean, I would love for you to start where it says, I couldn't help myself.
Right. And are you going to guide me to what I'm supposed to read?
Yeah, so you'll read. Keep reading from there, and then I'll stop you. Once you get to a certain point, I'll
be right. What if I get really worked up and I just have to keep reading?
I'll get you a towel. Keep going. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's the Daily Upper Decker, the fabulous T. Sean reading from Dabbin' with Cam, the latest NFL erotica novel. Exclusive. Daily Upper Decker exclusive.
Here we go. I couldn't help myself. I was a sex-starved junior accountant trying to make her way up the corporate ladder, but not today. Not right now. Right now, I was a horny, lustful voyeur. Who couldn't find the strength to lift her eyes beyond groin level? One word came to mind. Hung. 8 inches to my left, 9 inches to my right. There goes another 7 to 9, I thought. And they aren't even hard yet.
Is she talking about like Greg Olson, or is this Michael Orr?
I don't know. He's with a
Jonathan Stewart.
She's definitely with. I don't know. I mean, she's definitely with.
When she goes down to 7, that's probably Greg Olson.
Like where? Like nothing to be ashamed of, Greg.
All right, so we've already got one spelling error.
No, that
go
was
ahead.
True.
Keep going. You're doing great. This is beautiful.
Keep going. Okay. First time, I heard a voice saying as I looked up. Oh, my gosh, I'm so... The man laughed.
All right, so now stop. Stop right there. Is this not the Barry Murphy, Patrick Ewing dick story? Just like 20 years later, right? The Daily Upper Decker's Barry Murphy one time had to do a story for the Bulls. You know, he's interning with the Chicago Bulls, and he's in there, and Patrick Ewing walks out of the shower, and his dick is just hanging all the way down past his knees, and Murph is just, he's Irish, and he's just sitting there staring at him. And someone yells, hey, kid, we don't do that here.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you know, Patrick Ewing was over 7 feet tall. So, like, down below his knee is like, that is a swinging dick right there.
Yeah, if you put it up at the top of his head, it could touch the rim. All right, so now swipe left over there go to in between, in between 520 and 528. All right. You'll see the phrase, just like that, ?
520
to 528.
Okay, we're working on it.
And it'll say just like that ?
Oh yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The Daily Upper Decker Theater. Tonight's reading, Dabbin' with Cam, an NFL erotica novel. The fabulous T. Sean. Go ahead, buddy.
Just like that. Yep. I sent our tight end deep into the red zone, and we scored. You scored in the red zone? Oh yeah. We scored all right. And
all right, so stop. I'm sorry. I should set this up. So Cam Newton is telling her what she did, or Cam Newton is telling her what they did, and then she's like, the red zone? Penetration in the backfield? Go.
Oh, yeah, we scored all right. And it fired up our defense, too. They started getting penetration in the backfield. Penetration in the backfield? Yeah. The holes were closing before they could even push through. No penetration in the holes?
All right, now stop. Is hole there not spelled W-H-O-L-E?
Yes.
That's not the hole we're looking for there. Yeah. We're looking for just the H. The W is silent.
Oh, no W here. No.
Oh, but it's in there. You'll see it.
Yeah, okay. Cam stood to better make his point. Yeah. They couldn't create holes for penetration. Our offense got a quick blow, and we were back at it. A quick blow? Yeah, a quick blow in between possessions is a lifesaver. A lifesaver? Yep. The first play we ran, an end-around, and almost scored again. Two scores? Yep. Multi-scoring situation. Shot right through the two-hole. Oh, the two-hole. Yeah, you know. When you get down in the opponent's territory, you just have to open a hole. and keep pounding in it. Pound in the open hole.
Is that where it's W-H-O-L-E?
Yes.
All right. And scene. Definitely. All right. Very good. Very good. And then we have one more. One more. Now, this is where she couldn't take it anymore, right? So she just started ripping off her Cam Newton jersey that she was wearing, and she threw it off to the side. And you're going to want to go to 596 to 603, somewhere in there, and it'll be, I felt my confidence soar. This is T'Shawn, the fabulous T'Shawn, reading Dabbing with Cam, an NFL erotica novel. And the scene he is about to read is where Caroline Blue has jumped into the hot tub, his lucky tank. His lucky tank with Cam Newton. Right. And Cam Newton tank. And Caroline Blue are having sex in the hot tub in Dabbing with Cam, an NFL erotica novel. Go ahead.
I felt so free, like a bird. Or should I say a panther in the jungle? And like a panther, I now decided it was time to hunt, or at least be hunted. I pulled my Cam jersey over my head and threw it on the massage table nearby. I ripped open my blouse like Superman. That's how we do it, Cam said. I flipped off my shoes and slid off my pants. Only my bra and panties remained.
Perfect. Swipe left. Swipe left one more. Now they're actually in the hot tub going at it.
My hand continued down the goal line. Before I even got close, I could feel his goal post. At that moment, I knew why he was really referred to as the Man of Steel. His manliness was bigger than I'd even seen. Ever seen. I wasn't one for watching naughty movies much, but had seen a few in college. It wasn't only his length. His girth was equally impressive. I ran my hands up and down his shaft, and then slid them around and grabbed that amazing behind. Two halves of molten lava made of steel apples.
Steel apples. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Round of applause wherever you are out there right now, ladies and gentlemen. That is the fabulous T'Shawn reading from Dabbing with Cam. If you've got 99 cents to spare,
buy it.
It's actually a lot of fun just paying 99 cents to count up all the spelling mistakes. It's great. You know,
I'm going to say this is not as good as the Gronk erotica.
Oh, yeah. But it was just some. I'll tell you what, like this, I could write that. I could write that shit. We should all, like, you know, get one of these, like, you know, pot brownie nights or something like that. Go in and tell one of these doctors that our back hurts or we can't sleep really well and get a pot brownie. Sit and write all this shit and put it together and just call it, like, whatever, like a Tony Romo erotica novel, right? And print it and then, like, send it to Manny Pacquiao when he comes out and says that was a good book. Say, yeah, two dudes wrote this.
The best of the fabulous T'Shawn.
It should be. No, it's Glenn Fittich tonight. Glenn Fittich, Another Life. Him. That's what we're all doing. So basically, Glenn, if you don't Fittich. Know what the Wonderlic test is, it's a test that's given to all the guys who have declared for the NFL draft. And it's basically a vocational and intelligence test that was created by some dude named Wonderlic back in the 30s. And somehow it found its way to the NFL just to see, you know, how intelligent these players are. But in no way does it translate. There is no, like, translation to where, like, yeah, if you do really bad on the Wonderlic, you're going to be really bad on the football field. For example, Frank Gore scored a 6. And basically the way you do the test is we gave you guys 50 questions. You get 12 minutes to answer all 50 questions. If you get all 50 questions right, your score is a 50. Basically, you get 1 point for every question you answered. Frank Gore got a 6, which pretty much translates into the dude can't read.
I do hope I beat him. Now, do you get any points for not answering questions?
No, you don't get any points for that, nor do you lose any points. If you get a question wrong, you don't lose any points. The only way you score points is if you get the question right.
So this wasn't the lick test. So I said, whoever is my copy, forgive me. I thought it was a bit of a lick test. If my copy's damp,
yeah.
It's
so,
not.
So basically we had Barry, Dutch, and T'Shawn all take the test here, and then we passed it to the left. Some or maybe the right here. So Barry, yours might be a little bit of paper mache then. If T'Shawn Phillips, was
sorry about that. I thought it was lick test. I read the top. It
said, 7 of the answers say erroneous. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Indubitably erroneous.
Yeah. I did have some problems with the formatting, and I just had some issues. I don't know where I submit those complaints.
Staple was in a weird place.
Now, Dutch McTavish was an offensive lineman. Now, the average score for an offensive lineman, believe it or not, is the highest. An offensive tackle. Let's put it that way. An offensive – what did you play, guard or center or tackle?
Tackle.
Offensive tackle. So, a lot of pressure on you here, Dutch.
And also, Wisconsin offensive lineman, I think, is smarter than a lot of other offensive linemen.
I believe so. Yeah, definitely smarter than Georgia offensive lineman. Definitely, definitely.
I don't know.
So
I don't know how it works.
The average score for an offensive tackle, 26.
Yeah, see?
26 out of 50. Keep in mind, that's getting just under 50% wrong or not being able to answer just under 50%. So that's the average score for an offensive tackle.
Do you have any idea what do they say to the players as they're taking this? Because, like, if a player knows it's bullshit, like, Frank Gore's probably stoned. He probably didn't care. Like,
Mr. Winston, there will be no bathroom breaks. It's only 12 minutes long. That's probably what's
supposed
to happen.
Seriously, you tell an athlete who's training really hard to make the pros, hey, you got to take this test, and it means nothing.
Right.
Why do they even?
Right. He did go to the U as well.
Yeah, well, right. All right. So Frank Gore went to the U, right? But, you know, I don't remember his college career. Was he awesome? Was he an amazing?
He actually got hurt. I think he got hurt.
He was another line of.
So that probably
pretty
had
good running backs.
So he that probably had more to do with the fact that he was a third round pick in the 2005 NFL draft than the fact that he got a six on the Wonderlic.
Oh yeah.
Because Morris Claiborne was a first round pick in the 2012 NFL draft, but Jerry Jones is an owner who really doesn't look.
No.
Too hard.
Not important. Like
see, it's all about performance. It doesn't even matter what you do off the field. You could kill somebody. Beat your girlfriend.
Jerry Jones is the kind of guy that rounds up.
Where do you think, like, in
six? I'll give him a 10.
All right, so without further ado, I gave you guys a sample Wonderlic test. Gave you guys 12 minutes while we were off mic, and let's find out how you did. All right, first question here. On the Dud Wonderlic test, look at the row of numbers below. What number should come next? 8, 4, 2, 1, 1/2, 1/4? Question mark. And the answer is
a $60 bag of weed.
What is something I would expect out of a cornerback? A cornerback.
Some good moonshine.
Obviously, the answer is 1/8. 1/8. Did Tishon have 1/8?
He did.
All right. Dutch, did Dutch McTavish have 1/8?
I believe he did.
All right. And how about Barry Murphy?
1/8.
Like, how should we score this?
So far, so good. So, no, that's it. I'm keeping score over here. If you
I'm
get the question
tally
right,
on the...
If you get one question right, that's a 1. So, like, right now, if you got the rest of the questions wrong, you would finish with a 1.
You know what? You would have 1/6 of what Frank Gore had.
That is correct. Question number 2. Assume the first two statements are true. The boy plays baseball. All baseball players wear hats. Is the final one, the boy wears a hat, true, false, or not certain? Gentlemen?
I'm going to be honest with this one. I think I got it right, but I took a guess. I was in speed mode here, the 12-minute clock. And I almost started.
You were flipping pages pretty fast over there.
Well, I think, you know, Dutch, you turned the page first, and that's always more pressure on the other players. Yeah. That's why you do it. That's why you do it. I almost do it almost right away. Like, holy shit, he's done with all those questions already. There were 10 questions.
I had to go fast because I was still on number 2 when you said 8 minutes and 38 seconds.
Turn the page. Don't let him see. Don't let him see you cry. Yeah. All right, so the correct answer is true. Who had true?
Tishon had true.
As did Dutch. So he did. All that time spent was well spent.
And Barry Guitar Murphy hitting the whammy bar?
Bart hit the whammy bar.
Bart hit it. All right. So everyone's at 2. Number 3. Paper sells for 21 cents per pad. What will 4 pads cost? Correct answer, 84 cents, Jameis.
Correct.
Everyone get that one?
Correct, yeah. Again, I felt very flustered by the fact I didn't know what kind of pads they were.
I'm not quite sure what a buck 280
is. I'm pretty sure they were paper pads.
Well, I mean, every pad of paper has a different graphic, different purpose.
Paper.
Maybe this is why you only got the question number 6.
I mean, you have doctor pads, you have prescription pads, you got other kinds of pads that go different places, exactly.
What was the movie Back to School where there's the English professor? They're widgets. What's that? A fictional object. It doesn't matter. All right, everyone's at 3. Way to go, guys. You guys, so far, you're well on your way
halfway,
to surpassing Frank Gore.
Frank Gore,
are you going to throw in a triple Lindy reference here, too?
That was me. Number four, how many of the five pairs of items listed below are exact duplicates? I'm not even going to read them off. The correct answer is one, gentlemen.
Really?
Yeah. Correct answer is one. All you have to do is look at it.
J.P. Hoff and Neiman.
No, just J.P. Hoff. See, there's K.M. Neiman and K.M. Nyman. So the correct answer is one. Well, I think we lost a couple of people on there, didn't
Son
we?
Son of a bitch. My guy got it correct.
Uh-huh. T'Shawn Phillips. See, but he's got this
I think he
one
guessed,
percenter.
Though. It's his one question.
This
mark.
Is your one percenter education. You went to where? Syracuse?
Our fans out there know this, yes.
Yes. So T'Shawn Phillips went to Syracuse and graduated. Which puts you... Like,
ultimately, yes.
Yes. So you're like 62% of the people who go to Syracuse graduated. That's great. Dutch McTavish, a fine UW-Stevens Point product. No. Took him 6 years.
Yeah, no good.
No, that's right. Actually, more people probably graduate from University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point than Syracuse.
There's probably great truth to that.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can get degrees in water at Stevens Point.
Well, there's a lot of water there.
Sure. And Barry Murphy went to Columbia?
Not Columbia. I went to Columbia College.
Oh, Columbia College.
It's a big difference.
Is that a lot of cocaine there?
It was like the precursor
there might
to the
have
University
been.
Of Phoenix.
I was more of a heroin guy. I didn't mess with their cocaine.
Dark times, yeah.
Most kids just left Columbia and drove back north. Murph went due south in just a hurry before he went home. All right, very good. Sorry, so did T'Shawn got it? Did the other two guys miss it?
Yeah.
I missed it.
All right, so that means T'Shawn leads right now after four questions. Bat 1,000. Question number five, resent and reserve. Do these words have similar meanings, have contradictory meanings, or mean neither the same nor the opposite? Correct answer is number three, mean neither the same nor the opposite. Who got it?
Shawn's 5 for 5.
My guy got it.
Okay, so that means Dutch... And how about Bart?
Bart did.
You got it.
I got to give a shout out to Jim Wunderlich for putting the word contradictory in there. That'll throw you. Yeah. You know.
I don't think that was Jim Wunderlich. Let me look. I can bring it up here.
Might be a Stan. Stan Wunderlich.
Stan Wunderlich. I don't think it's Stan
Peter?
Either. Although I think this test was probably made by someone who was related to our Indian intern Rakesh. I don't think this one.
Actually, there's a bunch of Wunderlichs.
How about little Jimmy Wunderlich, huh?
Imagine me at the Wunderlich family reunion.
The test
got to be a tough one.
I would give you 100 tries. You never get his first name. The test was developed by Eldon F. Wunderlich. Eldon, E L D.
It's probably not a bounce house. It's
not Eldrick.
Testing stations.
Eldrick Wunderlich.
It's like Eldon. Eldon. I bet you he was sick of going into places of employment, not getting hired, and said, "Fuck this! I'm coming up with a test to show that I can do it."
It's probably like being one of the others on Lost. You know how they always had games and puzzles. It's not fun to be at that family reunion.
They're on the weird side of the island, yeah.
They're doing the whole polar bear cage thing, releasing the dog treats. And
they're
it's
like
100
we know about
and...
the smoke monster.
Yeah, right.
Number six. A man received a 25% raise. His starting salary was $1,200. What is his current salary? Correct answer is $1,500.
I have a correct answer.
I have a non-answer.
Oh, a non-answer.
Yeah, I have a
Dutch.
Circled six. Can I say six?
Sure.
Six.
Circled six.
Yeah.
That's a sex move, I think.
Should we look it up in the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, something very similar to the Sheboygan mud plow. How about Barry?
Bart is on.
He got it.
Yes.
All right.
Sean's winning 6 for 6.
So we've got, at this point, through six questions, T'Shawn 6, Barry 5, Dutch 4.
No, you got 5.
He's missed two now. He just missed that one, and he missed the five pairs of items listed below that are exact duplicates. All right, number seven. A train travels 20 feet in 1/5 of a second at this same speed. How many feet will it travel in 3 seconds? Correct answer is 300 feet, gentlemen.
I have a correct answer. Shawn is 7 for 7.
Wow.
Dutcheroo, 300.
Correct. And how about Barry?
Bart is on.
The Bart is on. Number eight. When rope is selling at 10 cents a foot, how many feet can you buy for 60 cents? Correct answer, 6 feet, which you should have been able to get unless you were in town playing at the Olympics this week.
Wow. You went there. Huh?
Of course I went there.
Weren't you announcing there? Or you were just there?
I didn't get hired. I lost.
Ryan Thiecrest. And it was like, no, that's Tommy Gibbler.
Hey, kid, I'm sorry. We're not going to let you announce it. Why don't you just go work in the parking complex?
They didn't know your short bus song?
Why don't you go over there and valet short buses? That'd be good for you.
No.
Pond is good for you. All right.
I have a correct answer as well.
Correct answer. All right. So T-Shawn got it.
T-Shawn's 8 for 8.
Dutch got it. And how about Bart?
6 feet. It says 6. But
well, that's correct because it says how many feet. Okay. The 9th month of the year is obviously September. How do we do?
Correct.
Pretty good
correct
over here.
Correct all around.
Yeah.
Correct all around.
After 9 questions, T-Shawn, 9 for 9. You got to be feeling good about this. So at this point, T-Shawn.
I have a variety of non-answers, though.
Even if you get the rest of them, let's say. Oh, those are some of the easiest questions.
Yeah, it's too bad I didn't look ahead.
So at this point right now, even if you got the rest of them wrong, you would tie Carlos Hyde. So the 49ers,
he was well paid. He was well paid.
Obviously don't value the Wonderlic at all.
No, they don't care about it.
And Travis Henry. Travis Henry also got a 9.
He's got like 6 kids with 5 different.
I believe he has 16 kids.
16.
Yeah, he's got in like an absurd like in 18 states somehow.
And he's in jail, so there's no way.
Makes Cromarty look responsible.
Can I make my alimony payments in cigarettes?
Yeah. No, he's you know what? He was an effort guy though. He was a solid player.
On and off the field. All right, which number in the following group of numbers represents the smallest amount? 7.8, 31, 0.33, or 2? The answer is obviously 0.33. Everyone get that one?
Everyone's correct.
Correct.
All right.
I don't know that one's obvious compared to some of the other ones.
Well, the thing is, visually, you could overlook
that. Yeah, see, that I would say that falls in the...
Like Neiman or Nyman.
You know.
Different. I think it's that would fall in, like, you know, if you pass the 5th grade, you could get it.
I would argue there's 8 to 10 questions easier than number 10.
Okay, yeah. Eventually we get there, too. It's really a shame you didn't make it to the last page. Five easy ones on there.
That's too bad. All right. Well, and you know, that could have been, like, in the old days of printing. Remember, like, that ink that was, like, so intoxicating when we were in elementary school? Like, that could have just been a little blurb, a mistake blurb in that .33.
Maybe that's why Jim Kelly and Dan Marino only got a 15.
They were just banging chicks while they were doing it. So, I mean, that's a different reason.
Well, I think we learned that Dan Marino was probably throwing that, too. There was probably an over-under on Dan Marino's test score, and he probably threw that. All right, here we go. Number 11. In printing an article of 48,000 words, a printer decides to use two sizes of type. Using a larger type, a printed page contains 1,800 words. Using a smaller type, a page contains 2,400 words. The article is allotted 21 full pages in a magazine. How many pages must be in smaller type? I would have skipped this one.
Yeah.
Did everyone skip this one?
Everyone.
I took a wild guess when I had 30 seconds left.
And what'd you put? It's actually not bad. You said 14. The correct answer is 17.
Oh,
that's not bad.
That is.
I have like 4 wild guess answers.
If I'm Eldon Wonderlic, I'll give you a half point there. That's to just say fuck it, 14. Wow. All right, so Barry did not get it. How about Dutch? Did Dutch get 17?
No, but there's a lot of work done between two questions. There was a lot of other numbers in between the two questions, which I like. I like the effort. I would have given that I'd give it C- in a high school math class.
I see a lot of thinking.
There's definitely some wheels turning.
Did D-Shaw get this one?
He did not participate in this question.
Okay, good call.
Waste a little too much time trying to get through the verbiage, though.
I think I heard a little poof, and then he moved on.
I just don't understand why this one's on there. That's right where he complained about the layout. The words are just...
Allotted. Who uses the word allotted?
Number 12. The hours of daylight and darkness in September are nearest equal to the hours of daylight and darkness in June, March, May, or November. The correct answer is March, which... I think we were. I just circled September in the question. Good for you, Mandridge.
It is the same as September. What did I guess?
You didn't guess.
I didn't guess.
No, you let that one go. Huh.
Well, there are no seasons in California. I was confused. So who got this one?
That is. Oh.
Everybody from the Midwest?
Dutch got it, yeah.
Dutch.
Oh, March is it, right?
March is the answer, correct. Yeah. So Barry and Dutch.
Wow,
so that puts
I got right now.
D-Shawn and Barry are at 10. D-Shawn and Barry are at 10. Dutch at 9.
10 out of 12.
All right, we got a battle going.
There we go, guys.
This next one's a son of a bitch, too, huh?
I'm not even gonna like. If three individuals form a partnership and agree, again, this is one that you skip.
You should turn this one into a joke, Gimler. If three individuals form a partnership and go into a bar, then
and the other one.
Well, I thought it was. Oh, go ahead.
If three individuals form a partnership and agree to divide the profits equally. X invests 9,000, Y invests 7,000, Z invests 4,000. If the profits are 4,800, how much less does X receive than if the profits were divided in proportion to the amount invested?
Yeah, see, they got you on that last.
See, what these football players are going to have to learn is three individuals form a partnership and agree to divide the profits equally. X invests $9,000, Y invests $7,000, and you invest $10,000. You show up on Monday, and the office is cleared out, and everything is taken, and Y and X have made a run for Mexico.
That's
who do you hire to beat their ass? That's a more relevant question.
It does seem. It's like one of these guys, X, Y, or Z, is one of their business managers that took all their shit.
Correct.
And then X, Y, or Z is also one of the bitches that also took part of their shit. And then, and then they're left with, their one other best friend who took the rest of his shit. And this is a learning.
Well,
this is a real
answer,
learning
the correct
example.
Answer is 560. Oh. It is a real learning, but it was just worded poorly.
20% is not going to make it. You think anyone just wrote in, I'll kill a motherfucker?
I would kill that motherfucker.
How many times has that been written? Since 1978. I'll kill that motherfucker.
I'll kill X, Y, and Z, those motherfuckers.
I will kill X, Y, and Z.
That is answered 20% of the time at Florida State. That is 20% of the time that is the answer.
Is this on your new album, Algebra for Pussies?
Algebra is for pussies. I kill that motherfucker.
Number one, geometry's awesome. Here we go. Number 14, assume the first two statements are true. Is the final one A, true, or let's see, number one, true, number two, false, or three, not certain? Tom greeted Beth. Beth greeted Dawn. Tom did not greet Dawn.
Speaking of slutty names.
Yeah, this question is obviously from West Dallas, Wisconsin.
Like, Beth and Dawn have been double-teaming dudes for
Beth
years.
Beth and Dawn, and should be Todd.
I don't answer questions that are more than 50 years old. The correct answer is not certain. Number three, not certain.
It's a wild guess.
Who got it?
Give one to Barry. Keyshawn is correct.
And Dutch is also not certainly correct.
Okay, all right. Number 15.
By the way, I really missed the boat on
I got
PM
it.
Don. So.
PM Don.
Oh, I like PM Don.
Very smooth.
Those gingers are tough to figure out at such a young age. A boy is 17 years old and his sister is twice as old. When the boy is 23 years old, what will be the age of his sister? The correct answer, 40 years old. This one should have been easy.
Damn it.
40 years old.
It's double the age, right?
No. Because the boy is 17 years old and his sister's twice as old. So that means the boy is 17, the girl is 34.
Right.
When the boy is 23, so that's 6 years from now,
damn, what
will be the age of the sister?
You got
34 plus 6.
I got Jameson Winston on that one.
So we have a correct here.
Okay.
Correct as well.
So Dutch and Tishon get it. Bart?
No Bart.
I tripped on that one.
68 is not the correct answer.
We'll call him the Bart.
I just put dead. I thought she was dead.
Dead.
Which,
she died.
Which that could be a Cliff Clavin
true,
from
though.
Cheers type answer right there. Like, who are three men who have never been in my kitchen? Like, hey, she might be dead. A lot can happen in 6 years. I like where you're going with that. All right, so that means we've got Tishon with 12, Dutch and Barry both at 11, which means that you guys at 11, Cordero Patterson.
That one hurts.
11. Cordell Patterson scored 11. All right, here we go.
He's a cornerback, right?
He's a wide receiver who's now pure dog shit.
Oh, yeah. No, he was that super lightning quick guy. Went to
There might be a cornerback named
He was
Cordell,
a game cock, Cordell Patterson, I believe. Too, I believe he was really a cock, a game cock.
I think 10 years from now, that's going to be like five guys are going to be named that in the NFL. A physical education class has three times as many girls as boys. During a class basketball game, the girls average 18 points each, and the class as a whole averages 17 points per person. How many points does each boy score on average?
More than the girls.
That is an incorrect answer.
Then who cares?
14 points. Then who cares?
Tishon put Brittany Griner. I don't know if that's... Is that an answer?
I didn't have time to say, we'll fuck you up. I didn't... I ran out of
There's
time.
There's a W. Yeah.
The correct answer is 14. Did anybody get it?
No.
There was a non-answer.
Yeah, non-answer.
Non-answer.
But the question's bullshit.
Too much
because
reading.
I don't know in high school or... a physical education class. I don't think I ever saw a high school basketball game where the girls scored 18 points. Did you guys? Mm. So, I mean, that would have thrown me off right away. I would have said bullshit, like not certain.
I saw a few barn burners get beyond 20.
Oh.
Canadian women are way better at basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. They're always indoors.
I would be remiss without mentioning a Comet great here today.
Actually, Dawn is a great name.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead for basketball.
Kathy Hayda averaged 20-something a year when I was a sophomore in high school.
Well, when you're playing Rosholt.
She had like four older brothers.
They had five girls on a team. They didn't even have a bench. It's like they'd foul out. It's like, just let her play.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.